This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. Reports of lead contamination in Flint, Michigan's water supply has people across the country questioning the safety of their own water. This week, the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism released Failure at the Faucet, an in-depth look at the quality of the state's water supply. To complement the center's series, WPR's Scott Gordon dug into the history of water utilities in Wisconsin and the policies surrounding treating the water. Scott, when you looked at Wisconsin municipal water utilities, you found through your research that what each municipality does actually varies across the state. Why is that?
Well, for one thing, regulations leave a lot of discretion, you know, as to what a public water utility has to do. Of course, there are a lot of requirements for testing. There are a lot of requirements that kick in if a certain contaminant exceeds a certain level a certain number of times and things like that. But also, of course, it's a product of just inherent differences in the source water and the geology. You know, a lot of utilities, if you're a water utility in Wisconsin, you're either getting your water from our wealth of groundwater or you're getting surface water from Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, or Lake Winnebago. And so all around the state, those just come with different chemical properties, different contaminants and issues that might occur naturally, different man-made issues. And so, you know, a lot of it is a valid response to the fact that water from different sources is just inherently different in its chemistry.
And I was interested that in the state of Wisconsin, utilities only have to disinfect the water if it comes from surface water. So if you're getting water from the ground source, which most places do, you don't necessarily have to disinfect.
That's correct. And that is a product of kind of a long-held attitude that groundwater is inherently more pristine, and a lot of groundwater sources are pretty safe. But, scientists have been figuring out really just over the last decade that pathogens, you know, bacteria and viruses can leach down into groundwater sources from manure runoff or from a leaky sewer system or septic tank, and that these viruses in water utilities that are not disinfecting their water, there's actually a correlation between more people getting sick. It's actually more pronounced in children than in adults. So really, science is relatively just starting to figure out that these pathogens can get into pretty deep sources of groundwater and survive and, you know, are most likely making people sick.
And we've been hearing a lot about Flint, Michigan in the news lately and hearing about how lead pipes have contributed to the contamination in their water source there. And here in Wisconsin, there are still many municipalities that use lead pipes.
That's correct. And the lead pipes that exist that we know of, which that's an interesting qualifier in itself, are mostly the service lines. So they're not the water mains. They're the pipes that run from the water mains to an individual building. And often that lead service line is half the utility's property and half the homeowner's property or building owner's property, which creates a whole interesting wrinkle in, how do you go about replacing these? And some cities like Madison have been very aggressive in replacing those lead service lines and have spent, you know, millions of dollars over the years. And other places do it more gradually, Beloit, when they're doing a road building project, because they're going to be digging up the roads anyway and digging up infrastructure, they try to replace lead services when they're doing that. But, you know, there are approaches to it that can backfire. For example, a lot of places have tried doing a partial lead replacement, but this can actually create a chemical effect that leads more lead to leach into the water. And again, it's just an issue of doing what's appropriate for the very specific chemistry that your source water and other treatments create.
It's probably worth noting that just because lead pipes are used by a water utility, it does not mean that the water is contaminated, correct? I don't want to scare people.
Not necessarily, or at least not contaminated to an unhealthy or regulatorily unacceptable level,
okay,
which are different. But yes, I mean, there are good ways to control this that have had a positive impact on public health.
But you, in your story, even talk about how there are some communities in Wisconsin where the lead levels did sort of exceed some of these state and federal regulations.
Yes, and when that happens, utilities required to come up with a plan to basically make its water less corrosive so that lead won't leach into it quite as readily.
You know, the science on all this, it's controversial, as you found. What are some of the debates surrounding water safety here in Wisconsin?
Well, getting back to disinfection, you know, in some communities, there is an attitude that chlorine, for example, which is a common method for water disinfection, the vast majority of water utilities in Wisconsin do disinfect, and a lot of them are using chlorine. Some people see that as unnaturally adding a chemical to the water. For example, there's in Prairie du Sac, they reacted positively to the findings about pathogens in groundwater and decided to do disinfection. And they sort of struck a compromise with their customers because the customers didn't want chlorine and chemicals added to the water. So they used ultraviolet light disinfection system. And it turns out that when they surveyed people after that, the UV disinfection was very popular, but people remained mostly opposed to chlorine. So there's just that attitude of, I guess water should be natural, or people are wary of having chemicals added to it, even though there are chemicals that are just naturally in it because of what it's exposed to in the ground. And then, you know, even as people learn more about that, this issue of pathogens in groundwater, there's then the question of, correlating it to its public health effects and translating all of this into something that utilities can use as a preventative approach. So, you know, even the people who are doing the really groundbreaking work on this, I think, realize that there's a ways to go to turning it into something that can be used really effectively.
Scott, is there anything else you want to talk about in regards to the story you worked on?
So this story is a bit of a compliment to what the folks at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism are doing. They have this very expansive ongoing project about drinking water problems in Wisconsin called Failure at the Faucet. And, their role in it is obviously really digging in and finding some pretty incredible revelations about drinking water. And what we're trying to do with our piece of this is to add a bit of a framework to give people more of a kind of 30,000 feet up look at just how this issue operates in the state.
WPR's Scott Gordon joined us to talk about water utilities and policies in Wisconsin. To read his full article, visit wpr.org/drinkingwater.